The next work on the program is the major work on the program, and this is a work which was commissioned by Dolce Suono Ensemble.
Yes, we commissioned Shulamit Ron to write moon songs for our Mahler-Schoenberg project in 2011-12. It was actually over two seasons, and it was marking the anniversaries of those two great composers, Gustav Mahler and Arnold Schoenberg.
Which we broadcast. You did them up at Symphony Space, correct?
Yes, we did. We did.
Yeah,
and around that time, we met, actually, and you invited me to join you on your wonderful Cadenza show.
So, yes, yes.
Yeah, we go and, way back with this
Billy Zagorski, everybody will remember Billy. Billy was host for those, and we broadcast those Mahler-Schoenberg concerts. This is almost a short musical play, a theatrical. It's set out in acts and entr'actes and stuff, and it's, give us some background on this.
Yes, it's a very theatrical, dramatic piece in many ways, a song cycle in four acts. And when we were first commissioning Shulamit to write this piece, the inspiration was going to be Schoenberg's Pierrot Lunaire. So the premiere performances happened with Schoenberg on the same program, and Lucy Shelton singing both works. She's really known for her Pierrot Lunaire by Schoenberg, which is one of the major 20th century pieces, kind of genre-defining, ensemble-defining, written 1912. And so Shulamit decided not to emulate Schoenberg in his style of music so much, but she took as her point of departure the idea of the moon. So if Schoenberg is writing about the lunacy of the moon, the lunatic moon in her piece, or the lunatic Pierrot, she decided to put together texts that she chose, all with the inspiration of the moon, from the Bible, medieval and modern Hebrew poets, Renaissance English poets, and just a whole variety there, and a poem about the ancient Chinese poet Li Bai falling in love with his reflection in the water and the moon and everything. And so it's very evocative. It's for our Dolce Suono Trio, flute, cello, piano, and soprano. And there's even a few, I shouldn't give it away, or should I? But you'll hear them. A few speaking parts, yeah, for members of the ensemble. There's one part where I get up and take a mallet and strum inside of the piano. So when you appreciate the piece in the concert hall, it has all these other layers, as well as when you just appreciate it listening to it. So it's really fascinating for us.
Because one of the legacies of the piece by Schoenberg, though it's not done all that often, but the legacy was the instrumentation he used for Pierrot Lunaire. Maybe you might just want to talk about that, the instruments, because that is carried on, and composers have picked up on that big time over the decades.
Exactly. I mean, the idea of the Pierrot Ensemble, yes, is a modified version of what Schoenberg used for that piece. So flute, clarinet, violin, cello, piano, and usually with added percussion. So right, kind of without the voice and plus percussion becomes a sextet. And Shulamit decided, rather than doing a commission for that ensemble, we would pare it down to this even more economical one. It would also suit our trio. But as part of that Mahler-Schoenberg project, we did have other composers writing for the Pierrot Sextet, such as Stephen Stuckey, Stephen Mackey, David Ludwig, Fong Mann, and Stratis Minakakis. And most of them also wrote vocal works. Yeah. And Eric Owens premiered them with us, and Randall Scarlatta did the New York premiere. So we were so excited to get absolutely fantastic works from this commissioning project, including Moon Songs by Shulamit Ron.
So the work's texts, as Mimi said, come from various sources, but they really are rooted in the composer's life. Hebrew texts and then English texts, Act 1, Creation, Act 2, Li Bai and the Vacant Moon. There's an entr'acte, and then Act 3, Star-Crossed, a second entr'acte, Prayer to Pierrot, and that's really her real reach out to the Schoenberg.
Exactly. She sets one of the poems, right, by Albert Giraud that Schoenberg set in Pierrot Lunaire.
And then the Act 4, Medley.
And I was just so happy that Shulamit wrote this piece, which has a major flute part in it, because she has written so much great music featuring the flute for solo and chamber music, and I've performed her flute concerto Voices,
yeah,
and her solo flute piece East Wind, among others. And so it was really so meaningful to have her write this major addition to the repertoire.
So let's listen to Moon Songs, performed again by the Dolce Suono Trio, which is my co-host Mimi Stillman on flute, and you'll hear her on piccolo, Gabriel Cabezas on cello, Charles Abramovic on piano, and their special guest, soprano Christina Bachrach. Music of Shulamit Ron.
Le lot ka ele Intoxicated. understand. He knew there's no time for philosophy.
He died
at the age of 61.
Thank you.
Moon Songs, composed in 2011 for Dolce Suono Ensemble by composer Shulamit Aran, taking Hebrew text from various sources, poetry in the Bible, English poetry, and creating this almost dramatic work set out in four acts with anthrax, sung by Christina Bachrach, and then the Dolce Suono Trio, Mimi Stillman on flute and piccolo, Gabriel Cabezas on cello, and Charles Abramovic on piano. The major work on this Rediscoveries Festival of American Chamber Music won the first of two concerts. This one presented last February at Trinity Center for Urban Life, 22nd Spruce Streets in Center City, Philadelphia. The second concert we will air on Friday at noon. And that concert also had a rather large panel discussion about American music, American chamber music, with composers Richard Wernick and conductor James Freeman, most well-known for his many years with Orchestra 2001 and the many commissions they presented, and past Cadenza guest violinist Miranda Cuxton, and you, Mimi. And that panel discussion will be my Cadenza program on Thursday, July 4th at 10 o'clock. It'll be couched around Mimi performing music by women composers, because it will continue my series, which is a summer celebration of women on Cadenza. But you'll get to hear that fascinating panel discussion on all facets of American chamber music, and especially these 20th century composers whose chamber music and even their music as a whole is underappreciated and frankly underplayed. Each of these two concerts we're presenting today and Friday at noon ends with music of a composer and an American conductor and American musician who is certainly not in the shadows and certainly hasn't been the last couple of years with his centenary, and that's Leonard Bernstein. And you're going to end both concerts with arrangements you did of music of Bernstein, which was a fun way to end the concerts, but also just Bernstein fits into this whole stew of American composers we've talked about, connected up with teachers and composers he worked with, and he was right in the middle of all this.
Absolutely, and so we decided to have a sort of built-in encore. Yes. At the end of this program, my Dolce Suono Trio of flute, cello, piano has been performing arrangements for that combination of songs from West Side Story for years. The arrangements were made by our pianist, Charles Abramovic. And so I asked Charlie to make a new one for this concert that we would premiere at the end of it. And it's Tonight from West Side Story. So one of the most beloved Bernstein pieces, of course, and was just a really fun way to cap off the evening, but also just feature Bernstein and his centrality to American music in the concert hall on Broadway as a speaker and pedagogue, as well as a conductor and composer and public figure, and also through his work studying with Walter Piston at Harvard. Then he also studied at Curtis, my alma mater, and that of most of our artists in Dolce Suono Ensemble, but also as a colleague of Irving Fine and the Boston Neoclassicists, and helping found the music program at Brandeis University and teaching generations of composers and musicians after him.
So since this arrangement of Tonight from West Side Story, performed by the Dolce Suono Trio, it's kind of acts as an encore, as Mimi said, let's wrap everything up here. This concert was the first of two Rediscoveries Festival of American Chamber Music concerts presented by Dolce Suono Ensemble. This one presented in February, as we've said. We're going to hear the one they presented in March, Friday at noon, and this will have a whole nother roster of composers: Luis Talma, George Rochberg, Richard Wernick, Walter Piston, Leon Kirshner, Ralph Shapey, George Pearl, performed by Dolce Suono Trio, but also they'll have two guests, Miranda Cuxton on violin and viola, and Yao Guang Jai on clarinet, and we'll be presenting that on Friday. And that concert, as I said just a little while ago, contained a panel discussion with conductor James Freeman, composer Richard Wernick, and some of the artists. And that panel discussion will be my Cadenza this Thursday night at 10, and I'll be couching that in music of women composers as performed by Mimi, as that'll continue my summer celebration of women, my Cadenza series. So a lot coming, and of course we've put it all in this week where we celebrate the birthday of America. So let's go out with one of America's simply greatest musicians they've ever produced, which is Leonard Bernstein, and their arrangement of Tonight from West Side Story. Mimi, thanks so much for bringing this.
Oh, thank you so much for having us celebrate July 4th with you and your listeners. Yeah. And with this great American music, and happy Independence Day to everyone, and God bless America.
We want to thank Drew Schlegel, who was the recording engineer, and you can find out anything you want about Dolce Suono Ensemble by going to the website Dolce, it's D-O-L-C-E, Suono, S-U-O-N-O, DolceSuono.com. Happy 4th, everybody, and enjoy the Bernstein. This has been Celebrating Our Musical Community, a exclusive production of the award-winning Classical Network and WWFM.org. I'm David Ozenberg. Have a great afternoon.